USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There are rumors of a possible recession ahead, but new jobs numbers are now out, and they're solid, says BNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Boucher.
We did see a bit slower job growth. We had small job losses in manufacturing. That sector's been weak lately. But still, I think it's indicative of a good labor market, and it's a good time to be looking for a job right now.
Employers added 13,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate is at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Police say reports of a man with a gun led to the lockdown of three college campuses in South Florida this morning. Officers found the man who say he only had a toy gun. The Supreme Court is adding an abortion case to its election year docket. The justices have agreed to take up a Louisiana law that could leave the state with just one clinic. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that over 1,000 confirmed cases of illnesses related to vaping have been reported in the United States. The CDC said at least 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states, and Connecticut has just reported another one. More deaths remain under investigation. The first illnesses occurred in late March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. Doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. President Trump has signed an executive order involving Medicare. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
We will stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down.
The president turns his attention to the business of the American people and talks Medicare issues with seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
President Trump signing an executive order Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction.
This order is the latest step in my administration's drive to ensure the world's best health care for all Americans.
He tells senior citizens living at the Villages in Central Florida.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.